Hi guys, it's Simple J, A Sister here with another episode for you guys. I know it's been a while since you guys have heard my voice, and I have a lot of life updates I want to share with you guys. So, let me get into it. As usual, I hope you guys are practicing your mantra of positivity in equals positivity out. You know, I always tell you guys, if you surround yourself with positive energy, you will see how much your life will exponentially change. It's very important to surround yourself with positive people, positive energy, because it will change your outlook on life. As always, I do hope you guys are doing great and everyone is in a sound space and peace of mind. Life update number one, your girl messed around and is in a relationship. Imagine that. I never thought that would happen because I was doing the work. I was taking the time to work on me. And in doing that, someone decided I was worth the time and energy to get to know and build with. And I'm going to say, I'm liking it. I like how I am in a relationship. I like how the relationship feels. I like a relationship feeling, the relationship setting. It's just a beautiful thing. So I'm just going with the flow and seeing how it goes. And I'm just very happy someone took me out of my little shelter situation where I was in my bubble and brought me out into the light. And now here I am with you guys who are now also enjoying new beginnings, whether it's a relationship, a marriage, whatever it is, or new friendships. I am here with you guys and I will update you on the journey as it progresses. Life update number two, I am also working on getting myself in shape. I did tell you guys that I'm going to be doing new things and, you know, rearranging my life, trying to adjust to new things as well as also making changes. One of my changes was getting myself in shape. So I've been hitting the gym, trying to get myself in shape, trying to get myself in a better shape moving forward, because health is wealth. And as I'm learning, I have not been so great in that department. So now I've put all my energy in getting myself back in shape so I can be here a little bit longer with you guys as well as my own family and friends. So let's get into it. Today's topic for the podcast episode is going to be called Time to Be Selfish a Bit. I know I always tell you guys it's important to lead with love and be there for folks, but it's time for us now to be selfish for ourselves. We need to now invest some time and energy in our own self, our own growth, our own development, our own lives. Being selfish sometimes comes off as a negative thing because, you know, it means that you are not caring and you have no sort of connection with others, as if you really have no feeling towards others. But in a sense, that's not a good way to look at it. When you're selfish for yourself, it means you're putting time and energy in building you, in breathing life into you, in nurturing who you are at your core and your essence. And in order to be good for others, you have to be good for yourself. So you need to take that time to be selfish, to take some time to be away from others, to work on you, to find out what you need best or what works best for you, to tap into different versions of you. And it's important to take that selfish time, be it a week, a day, a year, whatever it is, whatever time works for you, because you know you best, in order to learn more about you. Because sometimes I feel like some of us, we don't know who we truly are at our core or essence. And so if we're not selfish with our time and take that time to learn more about ourselves in a one-on-one setting, we will never truly tap into either the better versions of ourselves or other versions of ourselves. Because with age comes wisdom, and also with age comes growth. You learn, you understand more, you become more empathetic, you become more understanding. So being selfish is not a bad thing. I know it's sold that way when people say, hey, you're a selfish person, it makes you look like you're the bad guy or you're the villain. But it's not a bad thing, because sometimes it's important to limit access to certain people to you. Because when you're so accessible and everyone feels like they have access to you, you can let in bad elements. You can let in negative elements. You can let in bad energy. And your aura gets disturbed and your balance is disturbed. And that, you know, when the scales are off, nothing is good from, or nothing good comes from that. So it's important to limit access to you. Be a little bit more selfish in the time you give. Be a little bit more selfish with who you relate to, who you spend your time and energy with, who you give that time and energy. It's very important to understand that being selfish is imperative sometimes. Because in order for you to grow and be better, you have to know you. You have to bond with you. You have to know what works for you. You have to know who you are deep inside, so you can be able to effectively reach out to others, or effectively communicate with others, or even effectively do this thing called life. It's important. Being selfish doesn't mean you're uncaring or you don't really want to be around others. It just means that sometimes you need that time for you. Because you're the most important person in your life. You're your biggest cheerleader. You're your biggest source of energy. So you have to protect that energy at all costs. Because when you are too accessible, you let in too much energy that might drain you and dim your light. So being selfish, to an extent, is not a bad thing. Don't let people tell you that when you're selfish and protect yourself in the process, it's a bad thing. Because if you don't protect you, you can't always depend on others to protect you. Don't forget that. You're your biggest source of everything that you need. Because you know what you need. You know what you require. So when you take that time to be selfish and self-reflect and declutter and unload and unpack, you will be able to learn so much more about yourself. So, what do I want you guys to do? Be a little bit selfish moving forward with your time, with your energy, with who you are and who you surround yourself with and who you let in your space. Be a little bit more selfish with the things you do, not just for you, but for others. Because if we're thinking about protecting our peace and protecting our mental health, we have to realize things that are triggers, things that might not be so healing, things that might not be so positive for us. And how we're going to do that is by being a little bit more selfish and protecting number one being you. So, my lovies, moving forward, be a little bit more selfish with you. Protect your energy, protect your aura, protect your essence. Be a little bit more selfish with your time. Be a little bit more selfish with who you give your time. Be a little bit more selfish with who has accessibility to you. Just be a little bit more selfish, because at the end of the day, if you're not okay, you can't be okay for others. If you don't take the time for you to work on you, you can't help others who might need help working on themselves. You can't be there for others if you don't understand how to be there for yourself. So take the time to be a little bit selfish and work on you. Learn you. Know you. Be comfortable in you. Be comfortable with the skin you're in. Okay, loves, I hope this touched someone today, and I just want to always remind you guys that you are seen, you are loved, and you are appreciated. And as always, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, loves.